Hello, this is Tony. I'm the host of the Bougie Bayou Witches podcast. And today I have a few guests. And this is
Shatara,
Nisha,
Myra.
All right. So today is going to be episode 7 on season 2. And we'll be talking about trusting your intuition. And so I'm going to go ahead and get started with a couple of topics. And I do want to say I apologize. We did not have a podcast show last week, but it was just due to a lot I had going on. So again, we're back and we're ready and better than ever. Okay, so on this trusting your intuition, it can be a valuable tool in decision-making and problem-solving. Intuition often draws from your subconscious knowledge and experiences, and it also can help you out with making quick judgments or choices. So ladies, how can we discern between genuine spiritual intuition and versus external influences or distraction? I'm gonna start with you.
That is an amazing question. To be honest, I feel like it's all about the person's awareness of self and what they're partaking in. You know, sometimes when you partake in drugs or you partake in alcohol, you leave yourself open to be influenced by other entities. And if you have depression or anxiety or anything like that, if you are feeling or if you are experiencing any type of lack within yourself, then you are open to be influenced by outside entities that can control your thoughts. Okay. So I feel that it's all about that person's awareness of self and where they are in their lives to determine what they're being influenced by.
Okay. And what about you, Nisha?
I will piggyback off that question as well. That is correct. When it comes to awareness, is the fact that it depends on how you feel in that day and then your surroundings. Other people can really have an influence of bringing you down to where you're just having a block or a cloud. I know.
Like you're having a block right now.
Right, I'm having a block right now.
Go ahead.
it's more so of how you're feeling and how you stay grounded. Because if you don't stay grounded, then not only you're giving bad advice, or you're just lost for words, and it's hard to recover.
Okay, I'll let you mind.
For me, I feel like it's kind of what they've been saying: knowing yourself. If you know your true self and you've been working on yourself and you know how you are as an individual, if you are surrounded by somebody or in a group or anything like that, or even by yourself, and things are happening and they're kind of just like, I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking about that, then it's kind of like, do I trust my intuition? And I like to ask spirit and my team to separate me, because sometimes I do get confused. Because trickster spirits will trick you and think to believe, like, no, do this or think this way. So I ask them to kind of like elevate me up so I can see the true for what it is. So not for what they want me to see, but for what I want to see. And then based on that, like, make a decision on whatever the situation is, which is being with somebody, out of just regular decisions. You get clouded.
You do. And so basically what I would say is what Ma said, you have to be careful, because it is a lot of trickster spirits. They can get in there and you'll be thinking, oh, is this my intuition or is this some trickster, you know, trying to tell me or, you know, giving me these thoughts and stuff. So you do have to be able to discern the difference between those, because you can get clouded with your judgment and stuff. So I totally agree with that, because that can sometimes be our problems, as you know, not knowing if it's our gut intuition or if it's a trickster spirit trying to trick us.
Yeah, so, sometimes I'll feel mad and I'm like, why do I feel mad right now? Like, there's nothing to be mad for. Yes. So then I'm like, okay, something is wrong. A spirit,
they'll confuse you about a person.
Like, tell me the right answers. This is not it. I shouldn't be mad. And whatever it is, get it off of me.
Yes, I totally agree. So do you experience any red flags or warning signs that you tend to ignore? We start with you, Ms. Shantara.
Sometimes, but it's mostly me, because I'm just going to be transparent. I'm very stubborn and I like to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And if it's something that I want to do, even though I know it's not right, but I know I want to do it, I'm going to do it, as long as it's not too dangerous.
All right. What about you?
For me, I see them in dreams.
Okay.
So the night before, I could be angry at a person that I know I'm about to go to bed and I'm like, okay, I need to, you know, have this delivered. And then while I'm sleeping in the next morning, I'll, you know, it'll come across my mind like, don't do it. Don't say those things. Mm-hmm. Just get your thoughts together, you know, whatever, you meditate on it. And then you go to work and then you have a flash and then you get there and then they start that confusion. You was, I knew it. I should have just took the day off. And then it's like, you know what? I knew you were going to say that. And then, you know, I'm going to back away from the situation. So, yeah.
So you didn't notice. Okay, mm-hmm. What about you, Ma?
Me, if something happens to me and I literally have to sit down, spirit will make me sit my ass down. It will just make me sit mm-hmm. my ass down. I'll just be like, okay, I need to go back inside the house because something is just going to happen and I'm not going to take the risk. But it depends, you know, it's situation by situation, mm-hmm. whatever you want to go through. But usually I get, me personally, the flags are there and then I'm like, I can keep going. Right? I can keep going. I can't. And then the spirit is like, no, you can't. And then boom, and I fall down and I'm like, really, spirit, did you have to do it that hard? Right. Like right now, it's raining. Thanks.
Or you're late. And that right there, something keep, oh, me, looking for keys. I'm always looking for those keys. And it's like, I think spirits sometimes play with me because I put them in a drawer. Mm-hmm. And then when I get a lead, I go in the drawer, they're not there. And I'm like, why are you making me late today? And then when I actually find the keys and get a lead, oh, there was an accident. I missed it by seconds. So I'm like, yeah.
I would say with me, when it comes to the red flags, when spirits, you know, trying to tell me something or me trying to trust my intuition, something crazy always happened. And I always be like, dang it, I knew I should have trusted my intuition. It's like, bam, I saw the red flags. But the good, kind-hearted person I am, I ignored them. And then I'll be like, you know what? And maybe I should have not ignored them because I wouldn't be in this predicament or this situation, you know, that I'm currently in. So then I'm like, you know what? I got to start paying attention to these red flags because spirit only going as well as your intuition. They only gonna deal with you and show you things for so long before they start doing things to tell you, okay, then I tell you this, why you still got this person around you? Why you still dealing with this person? Mm-hmm. Why you still dealing with that? You know, so trust me, you know, the red flags, yes. Mm-hmm. I just see them, I just ignore them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, but I'm gonna try not to. Right. All right, ladies. So what would make you not want to trust your intuition?
Nothing. All the things I've been through in my life, I don't have no choice but to trust my intuition. Yeah,
or when you know it's too good to be true, and it's like I've been waiting on this long time, but I'll pass. Yeah.
You're going to trust your intuition.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Who's that, you, Ma?
I don't really trust my intuition. But if we were speaking about it earlier when you were asking me the question, it was more of like, if something were to happen to somebody and they were going to pass away and it was somebody close to me, then I wouldn't want to trust my intuition. Yeah. I would like block myself just because I'm not prepared. If it's like, boom, the next day they're not going to be here, I'm like, oh shit. No, that's just, I'm not going to trust my intuition. Yeah. That's crazy. But that's just us being in denial.
Yes.
Even though it is going to happen.
That guilt and you can tell and you know when someone you love or someone you're close to is going to pass. And you got to tell them, like, hey, your mom's not going to be here for long. Hey, your dad's not going to be here for long. Hey, if you don't get your act together, you're not going to be here for long. So just being able to tell people that's so hard. Yeah. But it's like your team will not leave you alone until you tell them.
Right.
And I'd be like, okay, look, I didn't want to tell you this, but such and such isn't going to be here this long. You know, like just having to trust your gut intuition and tell people things. Yeah. That stuff hurts, especially if it's something like that. Because I did have a customer who taxes, one of my tax clients last year did, and her daughter came to me and showed me a picture of her mom, how she was looking, and then she showed me another picture of her being in a hospital bed. And I told her, you're the person I got the vision of. And I said, your mom's not going to be around for long. I'm sorry, I didn't want to tell you this. And she was like, well, I told her, I wish you would have came to me earlier. Maybe it's something I could have did to help her. But I said, right now, my team say it's turmoil and it's nothing we could do. So just having to tell people sometimes that their loved ones are about to be gone and then boom, bam, next thing you know, they hit you up and say, you were right, they're gone. You know, that's hard. But, you know, you just have to trust your gut intuition. And sometimes you just have to come out and say it, even if you don't want to, you got to.
Yeah.
So, yes. All right, ladies, can you share an experience? Like, see, I just shared one where trusting your intuition led to a significant spiritual transformation or insight.
Yes. A couple of years ago, I was working in a metaphysical shop,
okay.
and I got a message that things were not going the way they were supposed to be, and somebody was actually working against me. And oh. I got an opportunity to go work in Arkansas. Now, I wasn't really friends with this lady that my spirit told me to ask to go, but I asked her anyway because I couldn't leave the building until I asked her. And she said that she would go, and when we went to Arkansas, it was a whole bunch of magical stuff that happened, and I ended up making the most money that I have ever made in my entire point in that career,
mm-hmm.
and also experienced a bunch of supernatural stuff. I actually set the field on fire when I was burning ancestral money, and the flames were not spreading. The flames were literally raising up mm-hmm. and jumping. And at the time, I had on some bell bottoms and some Chuck Taylors. So I'm just jumping, trying to put this flame out, and it's literally picking up and then moving. And I thought I was tripping until I heard the drum start playing. And then I felt myself being in this rhythm. My hair was swinging. And I ended up burning a pentagram into the ground of the facility that I was working. And then after that, my life changed. I was wearing glasses at that time. I didn't need glasses anymore. It's been a couple of years, and I haven't worn glasses since. So it was just a magical experience.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. What about you?
For me, I say things and speak some things into existence. So it was for me at work. I was talking to a couple of friends of mine. And I said, hey, you know what? I thought about moving to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just happened to be writing something on a piece of paper. I was like, probably about 2 months. I'll be leaving here. You know, I'm going to go ahead and just say I'm retiring from this and I'm going to just go ahead. So happened maybe a few weeks later, I got a job to go try out to be a correctional officer in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And then once I filled everything out, that second month I came in, I said, hey, I just need you. We're going to go have a party. I got some things to tell y'all, but I did get a job, accepting a job to go to Arizona, and they laughed. They were like, how did you do that? I was like, I don't know, but it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move on. I have my fun time here, but I really want to move. And I got the opportunity to go, had fun, came back, and it was like, okay, something blocked that where I couldn't go. And then after that, I was like, I'm going to make up my mind. I'm going to sell this house and I'm going to move somewhere else and I'm not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I said I was going there, I end up where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Texas.
Thank you.
Wow. We got you, Ms. Ma.
Oh, okay. So for me, it was quite a few years ago, actually. We moved into a condo.
Okay.
And it wasn't a big condo. It was like a studio condo.
Mm.
And for me, I kind of enclosed myself and I wouldn't talk to anyone.
Mm.
Not even my husband. Not even my mother, my father. I mean, yeah, nobody. I like excluded myself out completely to the point where they thought that I was like losing my mind.
Yes.
But I wouldn't even go downstairs to the gym. Like, I, for some reason, I guess spirit at that time wanted me to be there, and I didn't realize or didn't know why. And then once I realized why, that's whenever I started to pick up on, like, I don't know, like, I started seeing things more vividly. I started hearing things. I started telling, or, you know, like, people's death. And like, so I went more into the darker side
mm-hmm.
when I was there, and I stayed there, and I loved it. And I didn't want to come out of that darker yeah. side.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in that dark underworld, when I was in that underworld, I was like, this is nice in here.
Right. Right.
But my people were thinking, like, she's crazy. So to me, that was just, like, a beautiful thing, you know, because I've gained so much knowledge mm-hmm. that people...
Yes.
Literally, you have to lose your mind in order to find your
yes,
yourself.
That is true. Yes, that mm-hmm. is true.
So, yeah, that was mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I already tell my story, so. Yeah, I already know mine. Well, I would say, what would you like to leave the viewers about trusting your intuition? Like, what different kind of, like, exercises and things that you think that, you know, you can do on trusting your intuition?
I would say just test it out. And I know it's going to sound crazy. Some people have dialogues and some people don't. Mm-hmm. But when your intuition or one of those voices tell you to do something, let's say, for instance, they say go to the store and get some orange juice. Go to mm-hmm. the store and get some orange juice, because you never know what could happen. Yeah. So I would say, I always say test the spirit by the spirit. So if you're hearing something and it's coming to you over and over again, just, you know, trust yourself and have courage, because it is scary because you think you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Listening to what these voices telling you to do, just do the little, they're going to start you off small anyway. Yeah. So just do the little small things that they tell you to do, and mm-hmm. then work your way up.
Okay. What about you, Nick?
Work and move in silence. So
say that again.
Work and move in silence.
Okay.
So no one needs to know what.
Say for the people in the back.
Work and move in silence.
Okay, there we go.
So that is the biggest thing, because if you start talking and telling things, then they'll feel like, okay, let me block her because she's having too much fun. And then once everything is said and done, then you, if they ask, well, I didn't know such and such, you weren't supposed to know. That wasn't your journey to follow. You have to follow your own path. Mm-hmm. So, and never second guess yourself.
Yeah.
Always go with your first instinct.
Me, it's more the same thing. Trust mm-hmm. your intuition. Usually the first one, the first idea or thought mm-hmm. that comes into your brain or you just whatever, it's usually the correct one. Mm-hmm. And then if you still are like, well, how do I know that that's really my correct answer or the correct answer that I want? I mean, I do it to myself till this day. Mm-hmm. I'll start like practicing and like I'll watch TikTok videos like, which card is this person going to choose? Which, how many crystals are on this hand and how many crystals are on this hand? That's you having those techniques to make your intuition stronger mm-hmm. because at first, when you first start in spirituality, you don't know what is the mm-hmm. left, right, or is this right? Am I? That's when the second guessing starts to play in. So, you know, practice. And TikTok is like your best friend. Just go on there and mm-hmm. just tell them, like, you know, videos I can watch for guessing my intuition or bettering my intuition. Mm-hmm. Just practice on that. If that's anything that I can give out to the viewers, is just continue to practice. And then once you feel like you are comfortable enough, start trusting your intuition. The first answer is usually the right one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I totally agree with you on that, Maya. The first answer is always the first one. Because my habit is, okay, so I can ask my spirit questions, and they'll tell me it. And then I'll turn back around and ask the same questions again. And they'll
don't
give me
bad,
a different question, a different answer.
Yeah.
And then I realize once everything started falling into place, they told me that at first, but I went back and I re-asked them and they mm-hmm. gave me something different. Mm-hmm. So that teaches me too, when you're going to your spirit team, your ancestors, and communicating with them, when they tell you something from the beginning, trust it and leave it alone.
Yes,
do not keep coming back and forth to them and asking them the same questions over and over, because guess what you're going to get? Different answers, because they're not going to think that you trust to believe them, so they're just going to tell you whatever you want to hear. Yeah. So you should go by what they say, because I was just telling my, I was like, girl, my ancestors had told me that I was going to be staying in this area. And I thought maybe that, you know, since I wanted to go a different route, that I would be staying such and such, and I realized I didn't. I ended up going to where they told me at first. So you gotta make sure that you trust your intuition and not second guess yourself or your team, because if you do, they're going to show you them red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're going to definitely show you that. So, yeah.
They'll just be waiting. Like, oh, when are they going to, when is Tony or Myra, when are they going to come? Because I know they're going to come and be like, spirit.
Right.
Why?
We don't
know. We
don't
know. We told you.
So, yeah. But yeah, have anything else y'all would like to share, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
About this intuition, any different exercises and stuff that y'all actually do that you feel like the viewers might be interested in knowing about?
To be quite honest, at this particular time, with the way that the energy is going and just where everything is going on collectively, the only thing and the only person mm-hmm. that you can trust is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are going to be in a period of isolation where they're going to be by themselves, and they only going to be able to rely on themselves. So
okay.
You guys got to get used to it, because it's coming.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I'm an introvert, so I'm used to being by myself.
Yeah.
Growing up as my mother being the only child versus having siblings. Wow. So It's more like I've learned to adapt. Mm-hmm. We'll have enough conversation time. And then, you know, after that, I feel exhausted because we had spent so much time together that I forget about me.
Okay.
And even to now, I don't mind having company, but at the same time, this, you know, our time is up. I need my space.
That part,
I want to go to bed because I need to refocus and recharge. So yes, you will. Isolation is a must.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you truly find yourself.
Yes.
And you start to kind of see people for who they really are. Mm-hmm. Because before, you had like this little veil over you and you're like, oh, okay, well, this person seems like they're all right or whatever this and that. Their intentions are not bad. Yeah. But then whenever you're by yourself and you find yourself, because you have to be alone in order to find yourself. Yes. And that's what people are afraid of being quote unquote lonely.
Yes.
Loneliness is not the same thing as being like alone within yourself. Mm-hmm. Those are two different definitions. Feeling lonely or just being alone is different. Mm-hmm. So learn to be alone with yourself.
Yes.
Learn to like accept yourself. You're good, you're bad, you're I can't believe I did that. Oh, I got accepted, but I did it. Damn it. And then from there forward, then you'll be like staring at people like, dang, I thought I knew you, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, who you telling?
Or
who are you?
Right. Or you mysterious and I like it, but I don't like it.
You gotta learn to, you know, love yourself and be by yourself. I'm gonna be honest. You know, me being by myself all these years, I love it because I've learned to learn who I am, who others that were around me, because I feel like since I wasn't by myself and I always had somebody and all these people in my life and around me, I never really got a chance to sit down and learn and love me as well as learn these people that's around me. Like, who are they? Are they really who they say they are? Or are they around me because of what they can benefit and get from me? So it's always good to learn to be by yourself and start learning to trust your intuition when it's telling you things. Like, it's nothing wrong with that. And I want the world to know it is nothing wrong with being by yourself and learning to love yourself and also trusting your intuition and not listening to these other people put all these false doubts and things into your mind and perspective. So yes. Okay, y'all. Well, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up, and until the next episode, bye everyone. Thank you for coming. And yeah, thank you for coming. Look, I was gonna say to drop your comments and all that down there. Yeah.
Cut that part out.
Because I was gonna say so, but I seen you go reach for that, so then I shut up.
She was like, what?
I was gonna say drop your comments and your feedback down below. I realized I forgot to say that.
Oh,
so, yeah.
God.
Tony.
This is funny.
But I mean, I can say it, and then you can just cut that little small part out.
Back to our normal selves.
Do the whole outro. Okay, cool. All right, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. But again, thank you all for tuning in to this podcast on trusting your intuition. And always make sure that y'all trust your intuition, your first thought, not the second and third, but that first thought, because that's normally going to be the correct one. Mm-hmm. And again, like always, bye and drop your feedback down below, your comments, like, share, and subscribe. And until next time,
bye.
Oh, yeah, don't switch the